This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Real people live the consequences of whatever happens in Washington. We wanted to find out how folks are feeling about Obamacare potentially going away. So we headed to Wisconsin, a state that helped elect President Trump. Marketplace's Annie Baxter finds a lot of mixed feelings about what should happen next in healthcare.
Wisconsin's state motto is forward. And in the town of Menominee, some people seem to take the motto seriously, jumping forward into a freezing cold lake in winter. It's a fundraising event called the Polar Plunge. And among the spectators avoiding the nasty winter cold they might catch from taking the plunge themselves is Clint Evenson, a local mechanic. He's got enough healthcare woes right now. Evenson's getting socked with an Affordable Care Act penalty this year for a lapse in coverage for his four kids.
I had a few months where all my kids didn't have health insurance because they got dropped off their other, and I couldn't get them on my work one until open enrollment in November. So I ended up paying a $1,600 penalty.
Evenson's no fan of the ACA, also known as Obamacare, but he's not sure President Trump, who he voted for, should ditch it.
I used to think getting rid of it would be the best thing, but it's so intertwined into everything that dismantling it might not be the best thing, but reworking a lot of it would be.
Evenson would keep guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions, for example. Another local, Tammy Deutsch, is more skeptical of Obamacare. She retired early from her job as a truck driver and found individual health plans too costly. But the notion of getting a subsidy for coverage under the Affordable Care Act offends her.
I never asked for that. That's the fiscal conservative coming out. I don't think that you should have to pay for my decision to retire at 56.
So she's going without coverage. But if her health fails, someone else may still end up paying.
I work at a Catholic-based hospital system, and we take care of a lot of patients that are underinsured or not insured at all.
Dave Johnson of Fall Creek, Wisconsin, says if Obamacare gets dismantled, his employer's costs will go up and jobs will likely get cut, perhaps including his own job in IT. He says he could probably find something else, but
I would probably end up taking a pay cut if I stayed local.
For his family of six, that would mean going backwards financially in the state whose motto is forward. In Menominee, Wisconsin, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.